Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bob McTeer. Dr. Robert McTeer is back, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is a 1999 model of our Brain Trust member. Brain Trust. He's been with us now coming up. In fact, wait a minute. This is, Bob, this is your 13th anniversary of as a member of our Brain Trust this month. How about that?
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we're like baseball. We keep these kind of stats. We even have your batting average and everything here. Bob is a distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, former chancellor of Texas A&M, former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, former member of the FOMC, but not a former member of our Brain Trust. We're happy about that. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
Happy anniversary, too, by the way.
Yeah, I hope there's nothing bad about 13.
The 13th anniversary, the gift for 13th anniversary is an email. We send you an email.
Well, maybe you could give me a chunk of your studio or something.
Yeah, I'll give you a piece of that, like Steiner's thing there, yeah. Hey, Bob, the Fed is meeting, your old group, the FOMC, Federal Open Market Committee, is meeting this week, yesterday and today. This afternoon they're going to give out their decision on what they're going to do, and they're in their twist strategy right now, aren't they?
Yeah, the Operation Twist is scheduled to end at the end of this month. So I guess the main speculation is whether and how they might modify and extend that.
Remind the audience what that means.
They've been buying longer-term Treasury securities and selling an equal amount of short-term Treasury securities in an effort to put some downward pressure on longer-term interest rates, and particularly mortgage rates. So they haven't been expanding their balance sheet with that since the sales and purchases are equal, but presumably they've shifted some of the downward pressure that was already on short rates over to long rates.
Right. And how has that benefited the average person in on Main Street, especially small businesses, if anything?
Well, I don't know how effective it's been. I think it's been marginally effective in keeping mortgage rates a little lower than they would be.
Mm-hmm.
So there have been some people that have gotten have refinanced, some people that have bought houses that might not otherwise. But
right.
as you know, there are other obstacles to doing that
right.
these days other than rates.
Right.
So that's just some
the regulators and everything. Yeah. And
the banks have,
and the economy,
they were stung, and they've been raising their standards and so forth.
Yeah, it's been interesting that it seems to be easier to get a new mortgage loan than it is to get a refinance right these days. That's something that I've been observing. So, what do you think they're going to do with this Operation Twist? You think they're going to extend it?
Well, as you know, in September they started what people are calling QE3,
right?
Where they buy $45 billion of mortgage-backed securities per month.
From money they just print. I mean, from money they print out of thin air.
Well, they take the mortgage-backed securities and they credit the seller's account on their liabilities.
Yeah.
It ends up crediting the seller's bank's account. So I'll quibble with you over whether you call it money.
But I'm not the only one who says that, Bob. I didn't come up with that on my own.
I know that. The attempt has been to create more money, but banks have been hoarding the excess reserves. So
yeah.
What they're creating mainly is bank reserve.
Right.
Let me complete that thought.
Yeah, go ahead.
This new program expands their balance sheet, although it hasn't done so very much yet. So the speculation is today that they'll stop Operation Twist and just add some Treasury securities to these mortgage-backed securities.
Expand the QE3?
Yeah, by taking a piece of Operation Twist and adding to it.
And, but back, again, though, Bob, other than mortgage, other than lowering mortgage costs, from a standpoint, from a micro standpoint, is any of this helping small businesses?
I can't talk to you micro. I'm a macro guy.
I know, but try.
I think all of these Fed programs have kept GDP growth higher than it would have been otherwise, and have helped the unemployment rate come
down
more than
it would. And it's helped Wall Street. I believe it's propped up Wall Street too, Bob.
And
I believe both of those things contributed to helping President Obama get reelected.
I think the early programs helped Wall Street a lot more than the later programs
helped. Yeah. All right. So he's not going to take my political bait there, folks. We're going to move on. When we come back, I'm going to ask Bob if he's ever been more concerned about the global financial situation than he is right now. After these messages, 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Dream lover, so I don't have to dream.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.